Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continuing the Svas Tom from the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Hei, Shin number 41. We continue to discuss the Eitzah, the suggestion, the advice from the Helik of Chavetz Chaim, how to avoid theft. And one of the Eitzahs the Chavetz Chaim gives us over here, Yitzayv Imoy HaMekach B'tchila, to write down with a contractor, whoever's being hired to do work for you, you make a contract that you both agree upon. Every single detail, every T is crossed, every I is dotted. And hopefully through this, one can avoid geneva. Because the Chavetz Chaim explains, if a person, if you hold back, even a pruta, small amount of money, because you feel, you know, he didn't do the right job, so I'm not going to pay him for it. Now, in his mind, he feels he did the right job. And if the din is with him, because Minig HaMedina, Chavetz Chaim says, you have to go Kiminig HaMedina, the way that the law of the land in that place, and if he happens to be right, and you think you're right, and you don't pay him, that's called Gneva, that's called theft. And that Malach that was created goes up to Shemayim and bangs on the door of Kisei HaKavod. And says, I was created because this person didn't pay and he stole from that individual. Therefore, Al Kain Haroitza Lotse Sidei Shemayim, Yiktsav Ima Bitchilo, Vayetze Midei Kol Sofek. You write down beforehand, before you start, what you wanted to do and how much you're going to pay him. And there's no doubts, no question marks. The Chavetz Chaim finishes this point and says that if you are a Talmud Chacham, you hire somebody, and you're a Talmud Chacham, definitely make sure you write beforehand a contract with all the details so you avoid any chashash of gezel. And this way, when he comes to collect his payment for the job he did, you pay him back and there's no chashash of chilul Hashem. Now, person might say, I'm not a Talmud Chacham. What's the definition of a Talmud Chacham? The Chavetz Chaim explains the definition of a Talmud Chacham in regards to Chilul Hashem is if the person thinks you're a Talmud Chacham, if people think you're a Talmud Chacham, even if really Lamaisa you're not, that's irrelevant. Perception over here creates the reality. If people think you're a Talmud Chacham and the person is not acting in accordance with the way a Talmud Chacham should act, that's called a Chilul Hashem, even a greater madrig, a higher level of Chilul Hashem, because this is now done, the Chilul Hashem by Talmud Chacham. And this worker is going to say, this Talmud Chacham, you think he's such a Talmud Chacham? He's a ganav, he's a thief. And then Lashon Hara comes out from all this. Therefore, once again, encourages the Chavetz Chaim with this Eitzah to make sure you write down as much as possible to avoid any of these problems.